By what Rhea could discern of the calendar and the way time and days were marked by it, she and Barani had been in school for a few weeks, probably nearly a month. In that time, Rhea picked up on symbols and numbers and their set sequences that were not supposed, she was told, to vary even as the moments or the reasons for their use changed. Cikgu was always kind, always patient, always wearing her simple baju kurungs over her small-chested, big-hipped frame, and Rhea would try to do things right just for the warm smile Cikgu would give her. But there came a morning when Barani did not ask Rhea to pack her board and the homework she had prepared so meticulously the night before, and did not pass her a packed lunch of fire-baked cassava to take to school. Rhea sat folding grasshoppers out of coconut leaves by the door, eyeing her school things and her sister, who was sweeping the house with all the air of a brewing storm during monsoon time. It was the same sort of air that would hang the smell of rain around them and point a warning finger at Rhea, telling her that she couldn't play outside. So vigorous was her sister's sweeping, yet so brooding, that Rhea tucked her feet away without being told to. Finally, she dared ask, "Kakak, not going to school, ke?" Barani replied without looking at Rhea, "School? People like us, what for need school? No need school." Every word sounded like Barani was biting into it, vicious as an attacking rock, those reptilian pets that people like to guard their property and chase innocent school children up trees. Her hair hissed a drawn-out chorus, ready to attack and spit their venom at anybody who came too near. Barani continued to sweep the dust and dirt out of the door, her face set neutrally. The broom scratched at a wooden floor, seeming to scrape the words sweep, sweep, sweep all out the door. Rhea could only pout, but turn her face away so Barani could not see. Secretly, she wondered if them not being able to go to school was her fault, because whenever she tried to talk to one girl, the girl proceeded to cover her work with a shielding hand, and no one would lend her their eraser when she asked.